guys, welcome to Nerd Stalker. I am Adolfo Ferranda. I'm trying out these Apple AirPods. I really like them. I'm curious how the audio will sound on this thing. So I'm on my commute. I know, recording while driving, not so smart, right? But I am looking at stuff. But whenever I'm on the commute, and I'm actually a passenger, so don't freak out, I always think about how few people really need to be commuting, right? Especially quote-unquote knowledge workers, because really the majority of our job is being online and in front of a computer, and I 100% think that remote work is totally acceptable for the majority of the time. My estimate, just bro science estimate here, looking around on the freeway, is I would guess roughly, I don't know, maybe 75% of the traffic could be remote. So I'm meaning 75% of the traffic could be off of the road. A lot of these people probably sit on their computers, on the internet, and email most of the time, a majority of the time. And really few need to interact with other humans physically, whether it's in support capacity or whatever. And people oftentimes, oh, I need that face-to-face meeting shit, you know what I mean? And I just don't buy it. You can conference call in, you can do your whatever, your Skype or your Google Hangout or your whatever you want to do meeting, right? Via some sort of camera or camera series of cameras from all over the world. So, I don't know, it's just been a bug that's been on my mind every time I'm in traffic. I'm like, God, there's a lot of this business theater going on. I forget who told me that term, but it really resonated a long time ago, this term of business theater, where it's, you gotta be there at a certain hour, and you gotta be in your chair, and then a lot of the time, you gotta go to lunch at a certain hour, and the whole thing is a bit archaic when you think about it in reality in terms of production, or being productivity, being productive, excuse me. It's all very sort of based on the past, right, and not what's currently happening and what's going to happen especially. And we're already seeing, you know, obviously the trend of remote work and the gig economy, if you will, or whatever, and sort of forcing it to bubble to the surface, right? You're available when you can be available and when you choose to be available. And that's not out of spite or anything. Although traditionalists may look at it as such, right? That they're just being difficult or whatever. No. In reality, it's just like, and this is what I love about millennials, is that they just don't put up with this bullshit anymore, right? And it is, for the most part, a lot of it is bullshit, you know? And anyways, that's one of the things that have been on my mind. A lot of things we want to do with Nerd Stalker. Want to keep more busy, do some more of these updates for you guys, and give you little tidbits and such. So anyways, commute is dumb. Most people can be remote workers, in my opinion. What do you guys think? I'm sure there's a lot of division between this topic. And anyways, I look forward to a better tomorrow. Good luck to you guys. Go read 48 Laws of Power. Love that book. Really changed my outlook in terms of things in the corporate, especially if you work in an enterprise or a company that likes to act like they're an enterprise. It really helps you navigate the waters of weirdness. All right. See you next time. Nerdstalker.com. I'm Adolfo Fronda at Nerdstalker on Twitter. Check us out on YouTube at Nerdstalker TV, all one word. If you want to check our video stuff, otherwise go subscribe to the podcast on all your things, or check us out here at Audioboo from time to time. All right. See you guys.